Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the TroCare College Live Line, political analyst Steve Roberts. All right, Steve, we'll get right to it. Trump's appointments for his cabinet making quite a bit of news, and will really kind of shed some light on what Washington might look like for the next couple of years with how the Senate treats them. I guess, what is the name that pops up to you? And maybe is that part of this, that Trump is saying, well, you're going to pick a fight, but you'll only choose one. And which one will it be? What are you thinking with some of these names?
Well, what I'm thinking is that I'm remembering this old warning system we used to hear on radio and TV. Periodically, it would break into programs and say, this is a test. This is a test, right? And that's exactly what I think is happening right now. This is a test. This is not just about individual cabinet appointments. This is Donald Trump going back 2019 when he said, look, as president, I get to do whatever I want to do. Well, he won the election fair and square. Republicans won the Senate and the House fair and square. But there's also a constitutional responsibility on the part of the Senate to provide a check and a balance. And the question is, do they agree with everything he does? Do they agree that he can do whatever he wants, or do they provide some kind of guardrail, some kind of check? And I think Trump is testing them. I think he's doing this very deliberately. I think he's put out at least four names that even Republicans say are unqualified for these very important jobs. And he's daring these Republicans to stop him. And I think the number one target, to answer your question, is Matt Gaetz. This is the former Republican congressman. He's been nominated for attorney general. Let's start with the fact that he's barely practiced law at all and has very little experience as a lawyer, but even more, was investigated by the Justice Department for sex trafficking and drug crimes. He was never charged legally, but legal standards are much different than political standards. And now the question is, does he have the character? Does he have the judgment? Does he have the ability to run one of the most important cabinet positions in the country? And I think that Trump is daring Republicans in the Senate to stand up to him. And the question is, not just do they block one of these or more of these nominations, but this is going to set a precedent for the relationship between Trump and the Senate going forward on many other issues.
How much depends on Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, and Mitt Romney? Do these three Republican senators hold the key?
Well, you just made a point, which is that Mitt Romney is no longer in the U.S. Senate. he's retired. And Susan, is emblematic of what's happened over the last few years, is that people like Romney in the Republican Party who have stood up to Trump have found it increasingly uncomfortable to be in a Republican Party dominated by Donald Trump. And he has shown over and over again his willingness, even his eagerness, to go after people who stand up to him. So people like Romney retired voluntarily. Others like Liz Cheney retired involuntarily when she was defeated badly in running again for her House seat in Wyoming because Trump targeted her. So there are going to be you have Murkowski and Collins, two Republican women who have indicated in the past a willingness to stand up to Trump. But you need at least four Republicans to do that. Now, in the case of Gaetz, I think it's widely understood by a lot of Republicans that this guy is unqualified. And so I don't think I think at this point the odds are that he will not be confirmed. But I think it's also true that these Republicans can only pick a few battles. Look, they want Donald Trump to succeed. Every Republican in the House and the Senate has a common vested interest with Donald Trump and an interest in the Republican Party having a good record in the White House. So they're going to have to pick their fights very, very carefully. And if and when they defeat Gates, the result could be that several other highly unqualified nominees could sail through because you can only pick certain battles.
When you look at all the names that have been pushed out there so far, what does this tell you about how this Trump presidency might differ from the last one?
I don't think it differs. Well, you know, in the beginning, Donald Trump, when he was first elected in 2016, was very inexperienced in politics. He had never held public office before. He had never lived in Washington. He picked a number of people who turned out to have pretty significant disagreements with him. You look at his chief of staff, General Kelly, who has since been harshly critical of the president. You look at his first choice for Secretary of Defense, General Mattis, who has turned against him. The odds are that he's learned his lesson from that. And the big difference I see is that Trump now is much more experienced in ways of Washington and clearly is picking people whose loyalty to him personally is unquestioned. In the first time around, he picked a number of people who provided a check and a balance against him, asked questions and disagreed with him and stood up to him. I don't see anybody he's picked so far who has a willingness or the ability to be that independent.
All right, Steve. Thanks again, as usual.
Sure. Okay, sure.
Political analyst Steve Roberts with us this morning on WBEN.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.